Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Few men in the history of the world have been more remarkable than a man called Peter. At times in his life, he was weak, vacillating, compromising, and rebellious. After all, he did deny the Son of God. He had the courage on occasion to speak when other apostles remained silent. He did speak sometimes when he should have been listening. When Moses and Elijah appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration and were talking among themselves about the Lord's imminent death, Peter became very excited and said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." The inspired writer added, "He did not know what he said." Luke 9:33. He was the apostle whom the Lord himself chose to preach the first gospel sermon ever recorded. Acts 2. He also preached the second sermon. Acts 3. God selected the apostle Peter to announce the good news about salvation to the Gentile people. Acts 10 and 11. The first half of Acts of the Apostles is devoted to the work of the Apostle Peter. I thrilled to read many of his inspired statements in the book of Acts. Let me give you some examples. When Peter and John had healed the lame man at the beautiful gate of the temple in Jerusalem, the Jews wanted to know what power or by what name they had done the miracle. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, "You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined for the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught by you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4:8-12. After the healing of the lame man, the Jews became jealous and angry and put Peter in prison. Before too long, they allowed him to go free and charged him not to preach any more in the name of Jesus. Of course, they were wasting their breath by forbidding him to preach any more in the name of Christ. Within a very short time, the Jewish authorities found Peter right back on the streets preaching Jesus Christ. They arrested him again and asked him if they had not told him not to preach any more. Peter responded somewhat as follows, "You men may decide for me not to preach, but I am operating under a higher authority." His very words were, "We must obey God rather than men." Acts 5:29. These words have given great courage to many of God's spokesmen throughout the ages. But if you think Peter had learned his lessons about obeying the will of God, let me remind you of an incident which occurred in Antioch of Syria. The church had been established among the Gentiles at Antioch, and apparently was growing in numbers and in spiritual attainment. Peter visited the Gentiles at Antioch and was eating a common meal with them, as Christian brothers are supposed to do. When some brothers came from Jerusalem and visited Antioch, Peter was embarrassed to be seen with the Gentiles. He got up from the table and walked away. Paul was very upset that an apostle and Christian should behave in such a way. Paul accused Peter of being a hypocrite and rebuked him to the face because he was to be blamed. Tragically, Peter's hypocrisy led others, including Barnabas, to become hypocrites too. Galatians 2:11-14. But in spite of Peter's weaknesses, he was one of the most influential men who ever lived. I take great courage when I read and study the life of this man Jesus called Cephas, the Rock. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.